One of Indianapolis's newest outdoor festivals takes place this weekend. The Garfield Park Art and Music Festival is part of the citywide Pack the Parks event that drew an estimated 20,000 people last year. Ahead of the festival, WFYI arts and culture reporter Jill Dittmeyer talks with Art Center manager Kavita Mahoney about activities at the venue on the city's near south side.
We are the only art center that's part of Indy Parks. We're located right in the heart of Garfield Park, actually. And we are actually a community-based organization, so we support artists of all levels as well as people of all ages, all backgrounds, all demographics who are, you know, interested in the arts or may even be intimidated by the arts a little bit. So we try to offer a lot of low barrier experiences for people who are just trying to engage with the arts in some way, as well as showcasing fine art that they may not have access to.
Give me some more examples of that. Do you do classes? Do you have exhibits?
Sure, yes. So we have monthly exhibitions. They always open on the first Friday of every month at the reception. That's a great way to come and meet some of the local artists and see some live music by local musicians and kind of get a taste. But they run all month long, and sometimes they are in partnership with a local organization. Sometimes they're open call-outs based on a theme. The whole philosophy behind our exhibitions lately is really trying to promote cultural diversity. So our exhibitions, not all of them, but a lot of them, focus on trying to extract different voices of artists from our community. So, for example, next month we're partnering with the Muslim Youth Collective and doing an art show of artists from their organization. In September, we do our Spectrum LGBTQ plus exhibition. So things like that. In addition to that, we also have classes, workshops, concerts, all kinds of different programming, camps for kids, adult, you know, needle felting or clay classes. I'm really excited. We're offering the Garfield Park Art and Music Festival on June 29th from 4 to 9 p.m. It'll be at the Garfield Park Art Center and in the outdoor field behind it. And it will showcase six local musicians and bands all performing their original music, as well as, you know, 25 to 30 local artists who will be selling their work, as well as plenty of community organizations.
Because you do reach out to so many different organizations, what's the feel out there right now in the arts community?
Sure. The arts community in Garfield is booming right now. I'm sure a lot of people have seen in the news that we're becoming kind of a hotspot for concerts in the park as well. And with, you know, Big Cars Tube Factory, a brewery opening up in the area, we have a lot of people who are kind of floating down from Fountain Square and Fletcher Place. And we're not that far from downtown. So it's kind of a neat area to explore in the arts. I mean, you can spend a whole first Friday in Garfield.
That was Art Center Manager Kavita Mahoney speaking with WFYI Arts and Culture Reporter Jill Dittmeyer.